Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Wrapping up that 6 a.m. wake up mix on a WIC Wednesday, Woman Crush Wednesday, 6:20. Good morning, everybody. You're waking up with the number one Bill and Jessica show.
Good morning. Partly sunny today. An isolated shower or two can't be ruled out this evening. Highs in the lower 80s.
August the 6th, 2025. Shout out to everybody who came out yesterday to Jolly Roger. Had a great time out there. A lot of
nice.
P1 listeners.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot of people came out. Shout out to our buddy Adam.
For the streets.
He did. He came out and he brought.
Did he say for the streets?
Fish tacos, yeah.
He's not for the streets, but.
Yeah. He gave me the fish tacos. I said, what are these? For the streets. For the streets.
Oh, my God.
Nah.
I bet they were delicious.
They were.
Love fish tacos.
So, but no, he came out.
That's what's up.
A ton of other P-listers as well. There was a guy, shout out to Fred. He was from Brooklyn. He said he comes down to Ocean City. He has family. His mom lives down this area. He was like, every time I come down here, Power 101.7 is the only station I listen to.
Hey,
I was talking to him.
Nice.
I mean, just so many people. So many people came over, you know, asking for you, Jess, asking, you know, where everybody, KP, Cash, everybody. Yeah. I mean, it was just such a good Bianca.
Yes.
It was just such a good day. Again, thanks to everybody for coming out. Perfect day for the rides yesterday. A little bit overcast, but. You know, they wanted the rides to get real busy yesterday, and they did. And, you know, we signed some people up for our big sandcastle contest we got coming up on August 15th. Thanks to Dawn and Matt and the whole crew. So,
yeah.
Definitely a good day yesterday. Also, want to say what's up to everybody who went out to all the National Night Outs.
Mm-hmm.
I saw tons of pictures, like all different towns all across the shore. Everybody who participated in National Night Out. I know our sister station was at the Georgetown National Night Out, packed. You know, it's where the local police department community come together and, you know, everything's usually free and big success.
Free food. All the vendors are set up.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
Yeah. So, again, thanks everybody for coming out and supporting your local community. So, National Night Out, big success last night as well. White Marlin Open going on as well.
Gosh.
I shared a picture on my Facebook. Jordan's in town.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a new plane.
Okay.
And somebody took a picture of it and shared it up on one of the Ocean City groups.
Is it cool?
It is. It's got like the Jordan symbol on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see if I can pull it up here. But yeah, he is in town. He has landed. Catch 23.
That's awesome.
Is the name of his boat.
Yeah.
So we were wondering yesterday talking about Michael Jordan being in town. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, there's his new plane right there.
Oh, that's sharp.
Yeah. Somebody put OC Insider has it. So there you go. But you see the Jordan symbol on the back.
Yeah, and the gray and the black, the red back there, a little bit of red. Oh, my gosh, that is sharp.
So I don't know. Somebody commented here. I don't know if this is the type of plane it is. I don't know anything about plane talk.
Okay.
But somebody said G650ER. I don't know what that means. But for all you plane guys and gals.
So it's a G6.
Yeah, G6.
G6.
He's rolling up in a G6.
You know that song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So there you go. But that was that's Jordan, who is in town fishing in the White Marlin Open. So we'll see if we can get some of those results from yesterday's weigh-ins. And then they go out again today.
Yeah.
Already gone out. Already. They start at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of stuff for you coming up this morning. We're going to get another contestant in for our Sandcastle contest, probably more than one. Also, tomorrow, Jess, we got to tell you about our live broadcast we're going to have at Pohanka.
Yeah, we're going to be out there live.
Yeah, we're not going to be in studio tomorrow morning. We're going to be at Pohanka in Salisbury, and it's Midnight Madness. It kicks off tomorrow, and it goes all weekend long. Mm-hmm. We're going to be out there again on Saturday, and you got all the details.
Yeah, so first thing tomorrow morning, you can join Bill and myself, 6 to 10 a.m. We will be out there live doing the morning show from Pohanka Honda. Then on Saturday, you can join myself and Tops Cut Off 10 a.m. until noon at my fave. Pohanka Toyota. And then Pohanka of Salisbury, of course, this is the biggest sales event of the summer. It's back, and they are open for business, and they're open late as well. Moonlight Madness this Thursday through Saturday. Interest rates as low as 0%. Also, guaranteed financing. You can get discounts and rebates up to $14,000. Low payments on over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, they have no payments for up to 90 days. So come on out. Let's kick everything off tomorrow morning, 6 to 10 a.m. And we're going to have a lot of fun out there. I know it.
Yes,
know
absolutely. It. So make sure to stop on by again, doing the Bill and Jessica Show live from Pohanka in Salisbury tomorrow morning. And shout out to our buddy Conrad over at Pohanka. He's got a big mobile studio that we're going to be doing our show from.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, like a stage setup, mobile stage and all that. So we're not just going to be inside a dealership.
Do you need me to bring like balloons or anything to set up outside?
The circus is coming to town, guys.
I'll do it. I think this is so neat.
So we'll be out there tomorrow morning. Make sure to stop on by. It's definitely going to be a great time. Also this morning, real quick, we're going to have family four packs for the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Mm-hmm. We introduced you to them yesterday, so we'll give away those tickets. We could possibly hook you up with a two-night stay at Red Roof. All right, keep locked for all the details on that. In the meantime, let's do this right here.
Say what? What? That's crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set the trends.
On Power 101.7.
All right, so, you know, Red Solo Cups are a popular souvenir for European tourists to take home after they visit the U.S.
Red Solo Cup.
Yeah, they like take them home and they're
I'll fill you up.
Yes, we will. But yeah, they take them home as a big souvenir.
Oh.
I guess they don't have like them in the over in Europe, you know.
We have plenty.
No, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We have plenty.
A Gen Z intern's email to her boss is going viral because she didn't ask. She told him that she was taking off for a few days.
Yeah, isn't that how you're supposed to do it?
Isn't that what we do?
You say, I will not be here. Wait, am I missing something?
And her reason was, my energy feels a little off. But she took off. But she was like, I won't be here these days.
Right.
Instead of saying, do you mind if or can I?
So that
was like a thing.
Oh. Hmm.
But even if you ask, isn't it like a thing? Like, you're asking, but you're still ain't going to be here.
Right. So I think it's better. I mean, communication is key.
Communication.
So I think it's better when you tell them.
Yeah, because
if you're not asking.
Yeah, because you're like, because no matter what, you're not going to be here.
Wait, am I missing something? Bill, help me out.
Well, I guess you request time off.
Okay.
And you're
requesting it.
You're asking.
But if the request is denied, you're still not going to be there, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. In our world, right?
I thought it was in everybody's world. No?
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
no.
Okay. All right.
I think you
I
get,
don't know. I think as you get older, it it no longer
as you
is
get, as you
an
get,
ask, it's a tell.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
I think that's it.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
As you mature. I like the word mature instead of get old.
I mean, communication is key.
All right.
You have to be, straight with what you're doing.
Yeah, like I won't
There's
be here.
There's no gray area on a vacay if you're there or not. Like the request if you're there or not. It's not a request. Like you're going.
Like you will not be at the job.
So I would like you to know that.
Yeah, you'd like me to know, right. You're not like asking if it's okay. Because if I say yes or no, you still won't be here, so.
Oh my gosh.
No, I think it's like a thing in the real world. like you ask
You're
off.
You're probably right.
And
I know.
Then you could get denied.
You have to request it.
Yeah. And I mean, I remember back in the day at like retail and stuff like that, if you like being denied.
Right. No, I get it.
I mean, I still ain't show up,
but
I'm just saying.
There,
no.
It was denied.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I just lost it off because I wasn't there anyway.
That sucks, that feeling.
I know.
Wow. I see a meme that's been trending lately, and it says, if you are employed somewhere where you're able to go to your child's field trip, let's say, or, go to field day, then you're blessed.
Because
so many people try to, again, what you're describing, and they're not able to.
Well, that's the situation. There you go.
And that sucks.
Yeah. Because field day ain't forever.
No.
Yeah, I know, so don't miss it.
Oh, it's just field day. But your kids are looking around. They and, just, even if it's 5 minutes, they want to see if you're there.
How about when they hit you with, they'll understand. No, they won't.
No, they won't. No, they won't.
Someone asked, what is unhygienic, but everyone does it anyway? The responses are touching sticky condiment bottles. Mm. Oh, I hate that. Ugh. That's like, that, you know, that's, I like hate a, it. That's like a pet peeve, especially when you pick up like a...
I like this. Like, I can tell you where I just did it.
You pick up like a ketchup bottle and it's like sticky.
And I don't want to say the name because I love the place.
Yeah.
But it is sticky and I'm like.
That's the noise you make? How about like a, I hate touching like the bottle of a syrup and it's sticky.
Same.
I you know, even though it is sticky and same. I eat it.
I know, but I'm known to like rinse it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and like get it all back.
Of course.
I can't stand it.
Well, unhygienic. We do it anyway. Touching sticky condiment bottles. Also, eating while bowling. Okay, I guess because you're touching the bowling ball, you're eating your food.
I don't
people
bowl
do it
that
anyway.
Much,
we don't either. Also, resting a tortilla on top of the package. So, like when you're like taking tortillas out, or you're making like tacos or burritos or whatever you're making,
yeah,
you know, you take like, let's just say you're making five or six of them for your, you know, you got your family or whatever, you take them out, but then you're like, oh, hold on, I only need two at the moment, and you put the other back right on top of the package.
Well, we're just gonna risk it.
yeah, because I do that. We've all done that, I think. When you're on the dating scene, your total body count matters less than your momentum. Yeah, people prefer partners whose sexual activity slowed down, even if the total number of past partners is high.
Oh, if they slowed
so
down.
So it's more about like what you're doing now.
Right.
Or who you're doing now, rather than who you did in the past.
Yeah.
Who, not what, who. Starting next Tuesday, McDonald's will have an adult Happy Meal called the McDonaldland Meal. Yeah, it's a throwback to 30 years ago when they featured it a lot. Also, Grimace is officially a taste bud.
Oh,
just FYI.
Okay.
Illinois just became the first state to ban AI therapists. People can still use ChatGPT like that on their own if they want, but apparently licensed therapists just can't use it to make therapeutic decisions or communicate with patients. Mm. If they do, they could get fined $10,000 per violation.
What?
Yeah, they're not allowed to use AI for like advice and stuff like that. Well, I can never be a therapist because I use AI for everything.
Wow.
Everything. Yes. I'm just saying.
Every day.
A 32-year-old man in California was caught shoplifting $1,500 worth of merchandise from three pharmacies last month, including 21 bottles of probiotics. Mm. Wow, that's kind of wild. Also, here's a few good news stories. The YouTuber's epic 50 states and 50 days road trip raised over $11 million for St. Jude's.
Oh. That's
definitely amazing.
Yes.
Also, a bunch of teenage employees in Wisconsin stepped in and ran a guy's restaurant for months while his wife was in the hospital.
Oh my gosh. See, I love stories like that.
And can you guess what's the dirtiest part of your fridge?
The handle.
The handle, good guess, right?
Or underneath here. I clean that a lot. That vent thing. You have to pull it off of there.
Oh, you mean on the, like, out on the outside?
The front, at the bottom.
Well, apparently it's not the produce drawer, just FYI. Oh. A lot of people said that.
Okay.
Jess, you were correct. It is the handle. A study found fridge handles are the second filthiest spot in the average kitchen. Sinks are the only spot with more bacteria.
Hmm.
I guess especially if you, like, leave the dirty dishes in. I knew you would love that.
And it gets all, like... Sometimes the food floats or it's like chunky.
That was good for a couple days. What's wrong with you? 6:34. It's a Bill and Jessica show. We got a 47 ABC update coming up.
Hey, what's up?